She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Well, it has been far too long since we have had the wonderful Cornell Thomas on the program. He is a fantastic guy, always with great advice. He's a life coach, and we're thrilled. Hi,
hello, Cornell.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are good. So happy to have you back on the show today. We miss you.
I miss you guys, too. It's really good to be back. It's been a very long time since we spoke last.
It has been. So I hear we are talking about opportunities today. Give us a little bit, you know, tell us a little bit about it, and how do we create opportunities for ourselves?
Okay, well, one thing that I always say to people that I talk to is that opportunity, it only knocks. It doesn't open the door and then get you out of bed and drag you outside the front door. So it's very important to understand that. And I think a lot of us, you know, we kind of sit back and we're like, okay, well, you know, this is going to come, this is going to happen, not realizing that your action is what makes the opportunity come. So the harder you work, the more opportunities that you have. So I think, you know, it's just getting out there and really working towards what you want, and then the opportunity is going to present itself.
Yeah, you know, it was funny recently, my best friend from childhood asked me, you know, how did you start, you know, this other, another show I do and Naturally Savvy? And I just told her, you know, I just something I wanted to do and put your heads together and you just do it. She's like, that's amazing. I said, well, it's not going to come to me, right? There's not like someone's going to knock on my door and say, hey, do you want to do a radio show? I had to create it, right, Andrea? You know how that is. I mean, look at Naturally Savvy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge believer that we create opportunities for ourselves. And, you know, Cornell, I love you. You know, for those who are listening who are kind of thinking, okay, that's great that you ladies created, you know, these businesses for yourself, but how should I today get started? Can you give us some tips?
I would say the most important thing in terms of creating opportunity is writing something down and putting a goal sheet. Like for me, every day, I write down things that I want to do, things I want to accomplish. So this morning, I was reading a book by Suzanne Evans, a business book, about, you know, just going out and, you know, pushing yourself and not taking no for an answer and all this other stuff. And a lot of my friends are like, oh, man, Cornell, you're so positive and all this other. I was like, look, man, I read and I try to learn as much as possible. So when opportunities do come or present themselves, I'm ready for it. So I would say just kind of going out there and trying to get as much knowledge as you possibly can about the area, your subject area, successful in. And I would say after that, you know, just being positive and going after it.
You know, I love that. Have you ever heard of the book Born to Win? I think it's Lewis Timberlake that wrote it. Oh, my God. One of my favorite books. And I remember reading it years ago. I mean, I always knew ever since I was really young that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to have my own business. I knew I wanted to work for myself. It was just something that I knew from a very young age. And after I read that book, Cornell, oh my gosh, it so resonated with me in terms of like, yes, this is who I am. And also being patient with ourselves, because I found that, you know, learning about Colonel Sanders, and he only became Kentucky Fried Chicken successful entrepreneur businessman, even though we may not agree with the ingredients, but he did become that successful entrepreneur when he was in his 60s, which is fantastic. Yeah. You know, I mean, amazing to me.
But doesn't that fire you up, though? Like, when you learn, like, when I learn new things, it fires me up. Like, whenever I go to a clinic or seminar, like, I was in California 2 weeks ago, and I was at a seminar, and John Assaraf, who was a contributor for The Secret, and he was speaking, and he was saying, okay, there's two things. You're either committed or you're interested. And that just resonated with me. It's like, when you want to do something, when you have a goal you want to accomplish, you have an opportunity that comes up, are you committed to it, which means are you going to do anything in your power to get it, or are you just interested? Where it's like, okay, well, you know, we'll see what happens. And I was just like,
you know, Cornell, it's
I was so fired up.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's just so funny that you say that, because when I did my first television show called Health Power, you know, if I had taken no for an answer, it wouldn't have happened. I bugged the guy strategically, like maybe once a month I would contact. You don't want to be over pushy. There's that fine line, right? But I created a show. I thought it would be great. And it took 6 months. And then he finally sat and met with me and he said, okay, we'll do one show and I'll see how it goes from there. And I did one and he loved it. And that, you know, I had that for a couple of years. But the point is that I was persistent, but not annoying. And talk to us about that fine line, because I could be annoying.
Great question, Lisa. No, it's a great question.
It's a great question, and it's also a tough one, because it really depends on who you're dealing with. You know, if I called you or Andrea and I was like, hey, guys, I have this great idea for a show. Do you guys want to go over it? And I kind of called you like a couple times a week and every – you guys are such nice people. You'd be like, okay, Cornell, that's cool, blah, blah, blah. But some people that are you know, some people don't might not have the patience or time for it. Like when I do my Twitter, you know, I send out 50 tweets in the morning, like early in the morning, but I don't tweet that much afterwards. So I've been sending a tweet out to, you know, like Tony Robbins every day for the last, I don't know, 3 years. And he's probably retweeted maybe 10 or 15 of them. But when he's retweeted those 10 or 15, it's just like, oh, wow. You know, now everybody's like, oh, you know, what is this guy talking about? Next thing you know, you have followers that you never would have had if you didn't stay with it. So I would just say it's a fine line. I think every day, you know, on the minute, calling someone and it's going to be kind of annoying. But, you know, I'd say, you know, contact and then give yourself like a week or so and then put another contact and make sure that you stay relevant in their mind.
You know what? I think the key is also persistence, right? I mean, the more, and like you said, guys, it is that fine line. And there's also a way of being professional and there's a way of being annoying. And I think as long as you're professional, you know, I remember when I first started my business 15 years ago, we do the Healthy Shopper coupon book in Canada. It's the only national coupon book that to this day is still given out across Canada for national organic products. And what we did was, this is a great story. When I first started, I was new to the industry, new to having my own company, and I would once a week send out an email to this one company every single week, and she would never answer me. And we laugh about it to this day, by the way, so it's not like it's highly, you know, secret information. And I would send her out an email every single week. Every Monday morning, she knew she was getting an email from me. And I literally did it for like 2 or 3 months, but always very professional. Hi, good morning. Just want to make sure you got my information. We'd love to have you in the coupon book. Anyways, finally, after like 3 months of me sending this email to her every single week, she wrote back saying, you need to stop emailing me. You're sending me too many emails. And I laughed because I was like, first of all, yay, I got a response. But B, yep, also she answered me. And after that, we became really, really good friends. And she came into our coupon book. So it was a story. But it just it's persistence, right? Like, never be annoying. Always be professional. And at the end of the day, if it's meant to be, you're going to get that, you know, that opportunity come your way.
You know what I'm doing right now? Like, as not as we speak, because you guys have my total attention. But before we got on the phone, I send out copies of my book to people that are doing what I want to do and are really successful about it. So right now I have Wayne Dyer, I have to send this copy out to, and then Suzanne Evans, which is another book that I'm reading and I'm sending it out to. So I send a copy of my book out probably twice a week to people that are really doing it in my field that I think could be great mentors that I can learn from. So like you said, it's just being persistent.
Cornell, I did a whole series of interviews with Suzanne Evans, so I'll see what I can do. You know,
it.
It's also who you know, right? It's good you
I
mentioned her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. I don't know her, but hopefully, I mean, we'll see if she remembers me, but I'll try. I'll look it up and see what I can do.
That's why I hang out with you guys, because you guys know everybody, you're connectors, and you guys are the cool kids. So that's why I hang out with you guys.
All right, see, opportunities, right, Andrea?
No, absolutely. And I think Cornell, too, I think at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking, you know, for help, asking contacts for help, asking people to, you know, do you a favor. Because I think everybody started at some point in their life somewhere. And yeah, I think that there's nothing wrong with helping other people. There's nothing wrong. I believe that helping other people, whatever we give out back to us tenfold, right? So let's be nice to other people. Let's help other people. And let's all make a difference together. So anyways, Cornell, unfortunately, we're out of time and we love you. I mean, as always, it just goes by way too fast. Way, way, way too fast. But love having you on the show. This was a great, inspiring topic today. And I look forward to we both look forward to having you come back really soon.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys. And it was great talking to you again.
Perfect. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Also, you could follow Cornell Thomas on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.